Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. All right, everyone. I'm going to go to back to some music until we get to sync. Everyone, I'm back. Show Talk is, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. Andre DeBoss is who the interview is with. How are you this afternoon, Andre? Hello? Do not hear him.
Angela, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay, that is great.
I wonder what happened there. Okay.
I don't know what happened at all, but I'm glad to be on your show today, Ms. Butler.
All right, thank you. Thank you. It's great having you here on the show. I wish you the best with your playwright.
Well, I thank you very much. I'm actually looking forward to it myself.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about, and I feel you qualified to speak on this, about brainwashing, psychological brainwashing that President number 45 is doing, in your opinion. What is he doing to America, especially blacks, Mexicans, 800,000 people? that they want to send back. What is this saying in doing psychologically, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, number one, I know you identified that individual as number 45, but to me, I cannot even identify him as number 45 because if I say number 45, I'm actually giving him an identity. And that is something I cannot do. What I would do is actually speak of that person as being Mr. No Name, because to give a person a name or even a number is to identify them. And when they cannot even identify with our community or minorities or immigrants, as well as African Americans, it's more or less like what Malcolm X would say with X, the unknown. He is totally unknown to me, just as much as he is unknown to being in touch with society itself. You know, with what he's doing with immigrants, what he's doing with African Americans, minorities in general, is what I call psychological enslavement.
Yes.
When you think back to the days of the slave masters and us as blacks, as well as other races, you know, we were psychologically taught that we must obey the master. If the master, as they say, was sick, we would say, we sick. We don't feel good. You know, and the question I would say to everyone, if you believe in God, how many masters can you serve? So therefore, to give that person a title or to relate him as a master, that's something I cannot do. And for the most part, I don't feel anyone should, because the enslavement psychologically comes when the fear factor sets in. You have it where you have over 800,000 immigrants that are worried about being sent out of this country because of one individual who doesn't have empathy, one individual who does not care, one individual who does not have any heart whatsoever for anyone. And when you relate that to, if you want to use numerical terms, of someone that we had in office that was identified as number 44 and number 43, you know, that we had an intelligent person. We had a person that rationed correctly. We had a person that actually cared. You know, here it is now. We have a person that just doesn't care for anyone except himself or except one party. You know, we take the term and a logo, or if you want to say the cliche of saying, let's make America great again. You know, my question would be, when was it ever great for slaves that lived in America?
Yes. When was it ever great for slaves? Slaves who did not even ask to be over here from the beginning.
No.
They were kidnapped and brought over here, maimed, murdered, and made to work for free rate. The women were, I mean, so.
That is absolutely correct.
When was America great? Because if he's talking about segregation, and slavery, America was not great then.
No, not at all. And anytime you can even look at the situation of what happened in Virginia, and you had a young lady who lost her life, you know, believing in what's right, and a Mr. No Name can actually say, well, both parties was wrong. To really support the Klan, to really support supremacy, you know, that word supremacy is a dangerous word, because technically what you're saying is that you're supreme. So are you saying a race is supreme? You know, my thing is, guess what? I'm a black man. And yes, there's white men out here. There's Latin men out here. There's Jewish men out here. There's Irish men out here. There's Indian men out here. But what's the difference between me and them? Technically, nothing. God gave me the skin. just like he gave them the color of their skin, and all of it is actually good. Because you have white skin does not make you better than me. Because I have black skin does not make me better than you. So to support supremacy and to say, well, both parties was wrong, I don't think so. You know, just like we live every day and seconds change and minutes change and days change, well, guess what? Days are going to keep on changing. And there's going to be another election. And there's going to be another change. You know, there's a gospel saying, trouble don't last always. And this trouble is not going to last. Because you cannot expect to hurt God's people and actually prosper from it.
Yes, I believe that. But I also believe that here in the United States of America, racism is a structural
absolutely. Absolutely. Racism is strong.
But what's even scarier to me are the whites who simply don't want black people to exist. They like to kill all of us.
And that is very much true.
I don't know which is worse, the ones who do it systematically, discriminate and put people in prison who shouldn't be there, planting drugs on people, accusing people of fraud, having people investigated in myths. Like, I mean, it's just bad.
It is very bad. You know, we were born to live here in the United States, not the divided states. You know, we don't need anyone in office, anyone, not just one particular, anyone. And we don't need clones. Clones are the ones that actually support what is being done. Clones are the ones that will agree. And that's the problem. Too many people agree with a Mr. No Name's practices. Well, contrary to that, I'm not one that goes along to get along. What's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. Racism is very strong. Racism needs to end. It should not exist. We weren't born to be racist. We were not born with hatred. No one was born with hatred. People have been taught hatred.
Yes.
And you look at this individual and it makes you wonder, what was he taught? How was he raised? How does he live? You talk about put America first. Really? So you put America first by putting him at risk, and you constantly, you want to belittle a particular Asian country, knowing that you put millions of people's lives in harm's way.
Yes, that's another thing. He doesn't seem to care about his words. And if he was just a realtor, it might not be as important. But because he is in office, like he is now, his words do matter. His words can start wars. You get what I'm saying? His words can.
Absolutely.
And that's not good. His words can cause people who already are discriminating just come up out of the darkness, I guess, and just hurt people, be evil. You know, I don't have anything against white people. They have things against me because I'm black. But I don't dislike white people because they're white. I just like them because
I don't
they
either.
Do.
I actually
their
have.
Actions.
And,
their actions.
You know,
that's what I don't
I have
like
white
way,
friends.
And if I say I don't like white people, but I'm not saying I don't like them because they're white. I'm saying I don't like what they do. I don't like what they do to me, my family, other people. You know, that's what I don't like, the discrimination, the racism. It's not because they're white. It's what they do, their actions towards people of color, African Americans, black Americans, The bottom line is they discriminate, and that's what I do not like, because I've went through a whole lot of it, and my family has too. I had a relative to say to me earlier, a very close relative. She's my mom, as a matter of fact, the only mom I got. And you know what she said? I would not know how to behave or how to act if I wasn't discriminated against. That cuts me to the core. That hurts. Even though I can identify with her, and I've, Lord knows I've been discriminated against to no end, it still hurts because it's my mama. So she's telling me ever since she was 4.5 years old, she's been discriminated against. Ever since she could understand what discrimination is. My mom lived during segregation. She helped integrate some of the schools. So you know it hurts to hear her say that even though I go through the same thing, it hurts, still hurts more because it's her and I love her. But go on, sir. Keep talking.
You know, I'm listening to you, and I'm even going to say to you on behalf of the way America has been in certain instances, you know, my apologies to your mother. And just like your mother, I'm African-American as well. I have a strong conviction that enough persistence can break down resistance. You know, there are so many people that hate and discriminate and resist wanting to accept peace, resist of wanting to be neutral, resist from wanting to do what's right. And as an overall people, if we are persistent in what we are doing, we can actually break them down with their resistance. We can do that. You know, hopefully in our next election, we'll have a larger turnout, especially with minorities. We need that. We need that more than ever, you know, to be our loud voice, our biggest platform. And hopefully, you know, I would even like to see a woman run for president. You know, the right person.
A black lady.
Oh, if it was my choice, Michelle Obama all the way. My second choice
lady that ran for president. She didn't get it, I don't think. She even made the Democratic nomination.
Right.
Miss Shirley Chisholm.
Oh, how could we forget her? Oh, my goodness.
Yes, Malcolm X.
New York Breed.
Wife. Malcolm X's wife, Miss Betty Shabazz. She's passed away, too.
Yes. And I could probably understand why I'm just...
Sure.
Yes, please. Go right ahead.
I was going to go to the phone because we have some people here.
Oh, sure,
Is that okay?
Absolutely.
Number 862 is your area code. I'm not going to call out your phone number. Is there something you would like to say? Hello, would you like to say something, number 862? Okay, I guess not. All right. Okay. All right, go on, Andre. You want to talk about your last name.
Well, that's another story. Yes, my last name is DuBose, spelled D-U-B-O-S-C. You know, you had... a very well-known person many years back by the name of W.B. Du Bois, which, believe it or not, is a relative of mine. You know, the name DuBose or Du Bois, if you want to call it, or DuBose, which some people even say, has a very deep heritage to it and a lot of different spellings to it. Some people spell it D-E-B-O-S-E. Some people spell it D-E-capital-B-O-S-E. Some people spell it D-U, capital B-O-S-E. Some people separate the B from the U. Some people even spell it with the O-I-S. And actually, the correct way of really saying the name is DeBose, even if you say it as O-I-S or D-E-B-O-S-E. The meaning of that is in the woods. And back during the times of slavery, you know, we had the DeBoses that actually escaped into the woods. And, you know, that is the meaning of our name. And, you know, from generations going down, I am a descendant of W.B. Du Bois, in which, you know, I'm actually proud of. You know, for many years, there was a movement where, I want to say back in the 70s and mid part of 80s, you had a lot of gentlemen that believe in a Muslim religion. They call themselves 5%ers. I don't know if you ever heard of that term.
No, sir.
Okay. Well, 5%ers meant that they, according to them, that they were 5% of the population being held in incarceration and things of that nature. But, you know, in the terms of W.B. Du Bois, it actually meant that only 5% of blacks were college educated. You know, and it just went from that part to a different aspect. But yes, it is great to be related to someone of that nature. And if you don't mind, I would just like to go back to the part of the, you know, lady aspect as far as running for presidency. You look at the movement of what's taking place with so many different women coming out now with sexual harassment allegations, and they are sick enough for their rights, which they have every reason to. You know, in my opinion, and yes, I am a man, I think if a woman was more in office, she would have a empathy to people. I think a woman would listen more as opposed to a man. I think a woman also would be a little bit more respectful. I would have loved to see Hillary actually win when she had ran against the Trump. Excuse me. I guess that's Mr. Trump. But, you know, unfortunately she didn't. And that's part of our problem, that we really didn't get out and vote. We assumed that she was going to actually win. And I would hope that next time we don't assume.
She had the popular vote by two. Yes, sir. Miss Hillary Clinton had the popular vote by 2 to 3 million, but the Electoral College is who put her in office.
Yeah, and that's another thing. You know, the question is, should that ever be changed?
I believe it should.
I believe it as well.
If I'm not mistaken, if I understand the political system the way I do, if you're a Republican, you automatically have to go Republican within the Electoral College. If you're Democrat, you automatically have to go Democrat, vote Democrat. And I didn't. I don't know how true that is, though. I haven't did a whole lot of research.
Well, the thing is, since we live in the United States and we are people of the free and the home of the brave, we should be free to vote for any which way we choose. And if someone is a Republican and they want to change over to be Democrat, they should. And then vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. We have choices. This is America. This is not a communist country. We don't have to follow no dictatorship. Nor bow down to any man that wishes people to bow down to him because he has an ego that's only existing within himself.
Yeah.
You know, everyone has the right to stand up for what's right.
Yes, yes they do. And sending 800,000 people back is not right. It's immoral. Just like racism and discrimination is immoral. It's immoral. Just like the Bible says fornication is immoral. but so is racism and discrimination. That's immoral. It goes against God.
So true. And everyone is God's people. And, you know, it's only one master to serve, not no man. Not no man.
Yep.
You know, you look at a certain investigation.
You can't serve two masters. You can't. And that doesn't mean just money either. You can't serve two masters. Either you're going to be for one and not be for the other, but for the other and not for that one. You get what I'm saying? That the devil is always wrong. No matter which way you turn it, the devil is always wrong.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely. But, you know, it's just like the song, you can best believe soon enough a change is going to come. I don't feel that a no-name individual could actually get another election win. I don't believe that. I think America's too small for that. I think America's too intelligent for that. And I think enough people will not stand for that. You know,
so you know what?
Ironically,
I hate to say this, but I believe he's going to be reelected.
No, absolutely not. And I'll tell you why not. You know, he looks to do so much harm to minorities, African Americans, to the point that, you know, he's had times where he's reached out to black churches. You know, why reach out to a black church and you don't have no God in you whatsoever? You don't even care for people. So what is the purpose of reaching out to black churches? For what? Or you use certain black celebrities, in which I'm not going to speak their names, to speak to their people, supposed to be a leader. You can't speak to the people? What is their problem? Their problem is themselves. They are totally unfit.
Yes.
Unfit. Totally unfit. Mm-hmm. And by the time you look at this investigation that's been ongoing, who knows when that's going to end? Who knows if there's ever going to be a situation where that individual would be told to get out in office, get out of the office. We don't know that. You know, we can hope and pray, but the only one that knows that answer is God first and the people actually working on that.
Yes, sir. I read, I was looking on the internet, I read this shirt that said, I guess it was a teenager maybe, a high school student or college, 18, 19-year-old, her and his shirt said, go ahead, build the wall. But our generation is going to tear the wall down. So I thought that was, you know, something worth saying on the show.
So see, here's something. What that individual doesn't realize, he has built the wall already. He has built the wall in humanity. He's built the wall in racism.
Yes,
he's worrying about people from another country coming over here. How about worrying about the people here? How about all the walls that you have built between Caucasians and blacks, between Caucasians and Africans, between Caucasians and Haitians, between Caucasians and Latinos, between Caucasians and Muslims, between Caucasians and with any other minority that your group of people, and when I say their group of people, Klan members, supremacists, want to go against. Because as a race, no, I'm not going to say white people are bad. No, I'm not going to say that they're mean. There are certain individuals that support certain ways and that believe in certain things to want to cause harm, or they believe in the way certain things were back in the 1800s. But guess what? Abolitionists came into play. Slavery is over.
Yeah,
and does it mean when one say, let's make America great again, does that mean bring it back? Is that the way we're going to make America great again? By enslavement? By putting fear factor in people? By wanting to get immigrants out of the country? By saying, why can't I have somebody from Norway? And then saying certain other countries are shitholes? I got news for you.
Another form of psychological enslavement.
That is correct.
Another form of psychological
because
enslavement.
These people aren't from a shithole. See, the only reason why one can say that certain people are from a shithole, well, it's just like mathematics. One goes into one time, shit goes into shit. So the only reason why he can say that and think they are that is because that individual himself is a piece of shit. Those countries are not shitholes. Those people are my ancestors. They're my family, just from a different country. That's all. It's nothing wrong with them. They deserve to be loved.
Black,
they deserve to be cared for, just like anybody else.
That's right. If you're black, there aren't too many people that are black. I don't know if any, as a matter of fact. Your ancestors are from Africa. Some part of Africa. That's just the way it is.
That is correct.
So he's calling people's ancestors that. There are people today who keep in touch with relatives and cousins in Africa and places like that. So President Barack Obama's father is African. I was when
that
he lived.
That is correct.
So for him to make those rude and ignorant remarks is not good. It's not good.
Well, see, you have to understand where ignorance comes from. If you're ignorant, you're going to say ignorant things. If you're intelligent, you're going to say intelligent things. If you're intelligent, you're going to do intelligent things. If you're ignorant,
that's right.
You're going to do stupid things.
That's right.
So you look at over time.
When you call countries continents that, and including Africa has almost 2 billion people. The only place that has more people, I believe, is China. China.
Which I believe you're actually correct.
I'm 100% correct, yes, sir. They have about 2 billion people there in Africa, and Africa has gold. It has some of everything there. And they don't lack anything in natural resources.
No.
So there are people in current days time who have cousins, brothers, and sisters from the continent, Africa. And to say that is evil and offensive. And, you know, I can't but think about, and of course, my ancestors are from there. My great-granddaddy was a slave. So for you to say those things is offensive and ignorant for him to say that. So basically what I'm saying is, I agree with Ms. Michelle Obama. Someone sent me a video of her talking, and it said that she said that when someone's on the campaign trail, the things they do then is what they're going to do when they're in office. So he did pretty much everything he said he was going to do. You want to,
absolutely.
Because there are people in other countries and continents who do not, if they even thought about coming over here, they don't want to come now. So he pretty well has built the wall, because people who hear him speak on like BBC or the BC networks and who listen to Christian television and radio, well, we don't want to go there. So he pretty well has already built the wall. Except
yeah,
for the $800,000 that he's trying to send back to where they come from, who served in the military and some everything else. So that's something I didn't know. I've never served in the military. I was born in America.
Things will change. You know, there's no way that, you know, circumstances can remain this way. I mean, when you look at so much boycotting, so many different
demonstrations. Yes, he's being boycotted everywhere he goes. Black Lives Matter, the women's movement, all types of movements are coming out of this. I believe Chicago or New York hit 500,000 people over the weekend.
Well,
yeah.
I'll tell you one great thing with that, Ms. Butler. You know, with all of the protests, all the different movements, and so many different people coming outward, you know, what he doesn't realize is that is bringing people together. That is demonstration showing that people are not going to accept that. That is, if you notice in these demonstrations, you see whites, you see blacks, you see people from the Middle East, you see Asians, you see all different types of people coming together as one. Granted, it might be
all
a protest,
over the world, not just in the United States. But even though we're not, it doesn't seem united now, but over the weekend, all over the world, there were millions of people. And like I said, I believe it was Chicago or New York had 500,000 people. Another place, 85,000 people. Black Lives Matter was there. Women, the women's movement was there against sexual harassment, abuse. So it's going on. Yeah, people he can't hardly go anywhere without their protesters and marchers.
That is true. But you consider this, all of the people that protest, all the people that complain, all the people that picket, boycott, these are going to be the same people that will actually come out and vote in the next election and say, no, I don't want this no more. No, I cannot accept this. No, I'm not going to live for this. No, I won't accept to deal with this no more. And that's a great thing because Maya Angelou said it best, when people show you who they are, believe them. And he is showing who he is. And you can best believe he's going to even show more of who he is.
And I know
time reveals everything.
I know there have been a lot of people in other places who didn't know he was that way, who didn't know he was a racist. I personally don't think he takes anything real serious.
I don't think so either.
Because he was on TV, so they weren't worried at all. Not worried at all about the investigation at all or having to talk to Mueller. So we'll see how everything goes. So I don't have much longer to talk to you. And we have about maybe 3 or 4 minutes. I know we spent the whole time pretty much talking about Washington, D.C. I know the women's movement is a great thing.
Absolutely.
And I believe it's making a difference in women's lives who don't have a voice. I would be wrong if I didn't say that I really hope it helps African-American women also a lot because some of the organizations in I said Virginia, the black woman doesn't get credit for. But she pretty well, the black women went door to door to get those votes. And Alabama stood up. They didn't say that Mr. Roy Moore was a racist on television, but one time he's an extreme racist. He's not just a man and likes to touch young white girls. He is extremely racist. So that wasn't said on TV by Alabama.
And that's sad, but, you know.
I mean, because affirmative action is a good thing, but they cut back on so many things to do with affirmative action. It's almost non-existent. But I can tell you this, and it's not out of bitterness or hatred. So don't hate anymore. But what I'm saying, other races benefited more than blacks did from affirmative action.
Sure.
So.
But truly,
anything
getting back to what you said,
our
black women do deserve more credit than what they give. I have to tell you, you know, I was born and raised from a black woman, my mom, and she was my hero. And when it comes to women, I love me a black woman. There is nothing in this world. A black woman.
Oh,
nothing.
Okay, all right. I'm one black woman who says thank you. Thank you.
You are more than welcome, okay. Ms. Butler.
Okay. I really wish you great success with the two plays that you are writing.
I take that compliment, and hopefully from your mouth to God's ears, and I thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you for sharing your family history a little bit about W.E. Du Bois.
Oh, no problem.
That's
my
wonderful.
Pleasure.
Yeah.
My pleasure. Yeah. And I thank you for having me on your talk show. I really, really appreciate it.
Yes, James Meredith is my cousin, too. He integrated the University of Ole Mississippi. Mississippi University, he integrated that. Brown
and let me tell you, that is a big movement to integrate that university.
Yes, it was a big in Mississippi. Yes, sir, it was. Ex-Governor George Wallace was saying segregation now, segregation forever. He was spit on. The National Guard had to come out to protect him, and he was one man. But he did go to college there, and he graduated.
Wow.
James Meredith did. Yeah, he had a bullet put in him, and recently they vandalized his statue at Ole Miss, but he's still living. Not a whole lot of the people from that time era that are real famous, because even the people who have nameless faces helped a great deal, but it's not many of them alive anymore that marched with those long there with Dr. King.
Yeah, you're right about that. So true.
Yeah,
so true.
I mean, he was spit on. It was horrible. Just because he wanted to go to college.
I'm sorry, your
and
relative.
Brown versus Board of Topeka didn't cover all universities. The Brown versus Board of Topeka lawsuit and court action, it didn't necessarily cover colleges and universities. Technical centers,
right.
Not necessarily. So he did something big, especially for back then. He really did.
Wow.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. You have a great night, Andre DeBoss.
I thank you, too. Thank you so much again, Ms.
Yes.
Butler.
Okay.
All righty.